Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Jessica Mortensen, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Sanderfell Agricultural Programs Fair. Jessica, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
So let's jump right into it. So for people who might not know what the Agricultural Programs Fair is or what it might entail, what is the Agricultural Programs Fair?
The Sanderfell Agricultural Programs Fair is for all of the agricultural producers in the area to come and learn about what federal agencies and state agencies are offering to them, something to benefit what they're already doing.
And in the Castle Country area especially, farming is such a big deal. I mean, we are very ag-heavy. FFA is a huge deal. Everywhere you go, you see farms. So this is a good chance for people who own those farms, those producers, to get out and kind of find out what programs are there to benefit. So let's jump into what programs are there. I mean, looking at the flyer, you have a long list of people, but what can people expect when they show up to this fair?
Yeah, so actually our main speaker that we're going to have there is with the Colorado River Authority of Utah. We're going to have Mark Stiltonson there talking about the different programs that the Colorado River is involved in, but we'll also have other federal agencies there and the different programs that they offer. Some of those are with like Natural Resource Conservation Services and all the programs that they offer. We're also going to have Division of Water Rights there as well to help with the Water Optimization Program to have that interview. That grant is actually through the state, and so you'll be able to take care of all of that grant application process while you're at the fair.
And that's extremely beneficial. I mean, being able to take care of the grant process right there at the fair, that's a reason to go right there. I mean, filling out a grant feels like the most time-consuming part of trying to get this federal and state funding. So being able to do it in one place with the assistants right there with you, that's going to be so beneficial for everyone in attendance. So let's talk about some of the finer details. So it's taking place on January 16th from 5 to 8 p.m. in the Emery County Recreation Center. Now, if people want to attend this, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
So the best way is to, you can actually just show up. We really are open to everyone in joining. Even if you aren't involved in agriculture, come learn about what programs are available for those in the counties. If you do want RSVP, like I said, it's not required, but if you would reach out to Julie Weber, there's three different ways that you can get a hold of her. 435-381-2300 is actually the Natural Resource Conservation Services office number, but then you can call her work cell phone at 385-418-9860 or email her at julieweber@utah.gov.
And Julie is a dream to work with, so she'll get you all set up with everything you need. Now, Jessica, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Come find out what's involved with federal agencies and the state agencies and other local vendors that we're going to have. We'll have IFA there, Mountain Land Supply, all of those big guys. So come on out and enjoy your time.
Well, thank you so much, Jessica, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Jessica Mortensen. We were talking about the upcoming Sanderfell Agricultural Programs Fair. That's going to take place on January 16th from 5 to 8 p.m. in the Emery County Recreation Center. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.